This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning. Welcome back. We've missed you.
Thanks very much, Howard. It's good to be back. Just very quickly, I was in Portugal, and while it's a charming place, a fun fact which will be of direct relevance to many listeners, particularly of Sephardic background, is the terrible Inquisition history in Portugal. We'll talk about the Spanish Inquisition, but the Inquisition in Portugal was even worse. And so notwithstanding that, it was good. It was nice to be in Portugal.
Amazing. The let's talk about what's happening in Australia. Neo-Nazi stage anti-Semitic rally in the heart of Sydney.
Indeed. And just when Jewish Australians dared to hope that the epidemic of anti-Semitism, which we've been experiencing since October 7, might dissipate, here we had on Saturday, 2 days ago, about 60 black-clad neo-Nazis demonstrating outside the state parliament here in the heart of Sydney. And not just standing there, but with a large poster which said, abolish the Jewish lobby, which we know is pernicious code for the Jewish community. They said that statements were made that the Jewish lobby is one of the most powerful lobbies in the country. They bribe our politicians. They coerce our politicians. And ended with a chant of blood and honor, which was the Hitler Youth rallying cry. And this has not only shaken the Jewish community, but dare I say across the country, because the neo-Nazis were given police permission to hold this rally. So, which obviously begs the question, on what planet was it deemed acceptable? And the real question is, why powers which were introduced just 3 months ago specifically to ban incitement of race hatred was not enforced? Why were those powers not enforced? And those powers make it an offense to intentionally incite hatred against a person or against a group based on race. And the rally clearly met that criterion. And a senior police officer said that it was deemed to be no risk to public safety, which begs the question, what about the safety of the Jewish community? So this is what took place on Sunday, on Saturday.
So in terms of the way forward, is this going to be, this type of thing going to be allowed?
Well, very good question. So first of all, it's important to say, before I respond to your question, I should add as well that two female members of parliament, both of whom represent very strongly Jewish electorates, have spoken out very strongly, and both of them have been threatened with the most horrendous violence, sexual violence, and even death by members of this neo-Nazi group. But to your question, the Premier immediately has come out saying that we will not tolerate, we absolutely will not tolerate this sort of race hatred on our streets. The opposition leader has said that this, these are thugs that takes the whole issue to a new low, and they're reminiscent of fascism and Nazism from the 1930s, etc. So there's been the appropriate response from the Premier, from the opposition leader. And what the Premier has now said is that they are looking at further laws to make sure that such a thing is not permissible. And in fact, even to mirror some German laws, which are very strong against this sort of thing being, this sort of thing happening. And there's, what is happening as well is that there's a lot of a lot of debate going on within the police, because the police commissioner says that there was a communication breakdown. He wasn't informed, therefore the government wasn't informed that all of this was going to take in place, and that some high-ranking police official did give permission for this to take place, but it wasn't communicated to the top, and indeed wasn't communicated to the Premier, to the police minister. So there certainly was a terrible and unforgivable breakdown in communication. And I saw one statement by the commissioner saying, yes, every year we deal with over 1,000 rallies, etc. Well, to me, I don't care if you're dealing with 1,000,000 rallies, you don't let Nazis have a blatant, hateful rally in the center of the city. So that is being looked at right now. It's on the front pages of the today's Sydney Morning Herald in big caps, faces of hate, right across the front page with a picture of these people right across the front page. So it certainly is attracting the attention that it should, and hopefully this will be a one-off and only a one-off.
Yet at the same time, these neo-Nazis are recruiting.
They have gone into a recruiting overdrive, yes. And just to make it even worse, is what they are planning to do, and this has been announced for some weeks now, is to form a political party called White Australia, and to stand, so the upper house, the Legislative Council in New South Wales, the state where Sydney is, you only need 750 people to sign up to your party for you to be a registered party. And so they are recruiting particularly young men, and just lately they've said we'll accept women as well.
Oh, because up until now, how very progressive of them.
Well, yes, exactly. Because not only they are racist, but also misogynist to this point, but suddenly, yes, they will accept women. And so they are saying that their aim is to form a political party called White Australia, and where they, and as the head of security intelligence in this country said, they're anti-immigrant, anti-black, anti-Semitic, anti-Islamic, anti-anything which is not pure white as they see it. And they've committed to rid the country of everyone who is not pure white. And so it's a pretty alarming recent development in this country. And as I say, they're planning to form a party to contest the next election.
Unbelievable. That is where we leave it. Vic Aladef, welcome back. Nice to chat to you. That was Vic with the Australia Report.